I got the horrors, I thought matter-of-factly. I woke up with a start of fear. I lay there, my heart beating fast, trying to find out what had scared me. I thought I heard a slight noise downstairs. "There is someone in the apartment," I said aloud, and immediately I knew that there was. I took my 30-30 carbine out of the closet. My hands were shaking. I could barely load the rifle. I dropped several cartridges on the floor before I got two in the loading slot. My legs kept folding under me. I went downstairs and turned on all the lights. Nobody. Nothing. I had the shakes bad, and on top of that, I was junk sick. "How long since I've had a shot?" I asked myself. I couldn't remember. I began ransacking the apartment for junk. Sometime before, I had stashed a piece of hop in a hole in one corner of the room. The hop had slid under the floorboards, out of reach. I made several abortive attempts to recover it. "I'll get it this time," I said grimly. With shaking hands, I made a hook out of a coat hanger and began fishing for the hop. The sweat ran down my nose. I skinned my hands on the jagged wood edges of the hole. "If I can't get to it one way, I will another," I said grimly, and began looking for the saw. I couldn't find it. I rushed from one room to the other, throwing things around and emptying drawers on the floor in a mounting frenzy. Sobbing with rage, I tried to rip the boards up with my hands. Finally, I gave up and lay on the floor, panting and whimpering. I remembered there was some Dianin in the medicine chest. I got up to look. Only one tablet left. The tablet cooked up milky, and I was afraid to shoot it in the vein. A sudden involuntary jerk of my hand pulled the needle out of my arm and the shot sprayed over my skin. I sat there looking at my arm. I finally slept a little and woke up next morning with a terrific alcohol depression. Junk sickness, suspended by codeine and hop, numbed by weeks of constant drinking, came back on me full force. "I have to have some codeine," I thought. I looked through my clothes. Nothing. Not a cigarette. Not a centavo. I went into the living room and reached into the sofa, where the sofa back joined the seat. I ran my hand along it. A comb, a piece of chalk, a broken pencil. 1 10-centavo piece, 1 5. I felt a sickening shock of pain and pulled my hand out. I was bleeding from a deep cut in my finger. A razor blade, evidently. I tore off a piece of towel and wrapped it around the finger. The blood soaked through and dripped on the floor. I sent my wife out to try and borrow some money. She said, "We have about burned everybody down, but I will try." I went back to bed. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't read. I lay there looking at the ceiling with the cellular stoicism the junk bestows on the user. A matchbox sailed past the door into the bathroom. I sat up, my heart pounding. Old Ike, the pusher. Ike often sneaked into the house and manifested his presence like a poltergeist, throwing something or knocking on the walls. Old Ike appeared in the doorway,